Waking up your neighborhood with what's happening. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashensky and Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And speaking of McKinstry's, we have to talk and say hello to Sandy over there on this wonderful Friday. Sandy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Isn't the weather outside just beautiful with that blue sky?
We need to just hold on to this because I know what's coming in a month, and you Wisconsinites are so much tougher than I am, Sandy. I still can't get my feet under me with the winter. But it's coming up on holiday season, and I know that with that, you got a lot of people hosting for events for Thanksgiving, and you got to make sure you have your dining room sets, make it top of the line when you actually have everybody coming over, and you guys can help us out with that.
Oh, absolutely. So we've got a lot of different dining room sets on sale right now. Basically, you know, trying to encourage people to get in here, get them purchased so we can get them delivered so you have them for the holidays. And just remember, the time about holidays, just getting together with family and friends and enjoying that time together.
How long do people need to get ahead of it, to have that dining room set ready for Thanksgiving? Is it probably like get it in this week to make sure that it's going to be ready?
Well, you know, if you want to take it with you, you can come in anytime and we will, you know, get it down and load you up and you can take it with you right away. If you want to have it delivered, you know, the sooner the better, just because our delivery calendars do fill up and stuff this time of year.
I can imagine so. I was going to say, there's so much good over there. No, we got to see the best seat in the house this last week, and it was really hard for me to keep pulling names and not just sit in the chair myself. But with Thanksgiving, with the holidays, that means there's lots of photos. And you got to be able to put those on the wall. And you guys go wide range there, too. You got picture frames.
Yeah, so I just wanted to mention today that, you know, the holidays are coming, and people like to give things for Christmas, like as far as family pictures. I know we've already framed some different sports pictures for people. It's just nice that you get those in now and that they're done, ready to go before the holidays. So we're not all rushing at the end trying to, you know, figure everything out and make sure we can get it to you by the holidays. So get those framing projects in now and let's get them done, and then that way there's no stress in December.
Well, and tomorrow it's going to be a beautiful start to the weekend. Why not go into what McKinstry's, say hello to Sandy and see all the cool things going on over there. Sandy, there is so much great stuff over there. I almost want to open the floor with you before we let you go. What else is going on that people need to be excited about? Go over there and check out at McKinstry's.
Well, you know, we get new stuff in all the time. And this week we've gotten in some new pushback recliners from Lazy Boy, swivel glider rocker. From Lazy Boy, a couple new recliners, a sofa love seat ottoman group, and we've got more coming in. You know, it's just a constant change of our inventory, too.
Well, good. And you have to go see it for yourself. You can also see the website, but go in and say hello, and I'm sure that you're going to be stuck there like we would be for time on end. But, Sandy, you're the best. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and hopefully people get in there and start checking out some dining rooms.
Yes, it would be great. Stop on in. We'll see. Be happy to see you.
Awesome, Sandy. Well, have a great weekend. We'll have to catch up next week.
Have a great day.
Awesome. Sounds great. We appreciate it, Sandy. We're going to go to our quick break now. When we come back, we're going to be talking Beaver Dam Area Orchestra today. We got some fun events coming up here in the next couple weeks, and we'll be highlighting that here in just a moment on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Gobble up these November price holds at the market at Beaver Dam. Get all some russet potatoes just $1.99 for a 5-pound bag. Frozen boneless skinless chicken breasts are only $2.29 a pound. Our family large eggs, they're only $2.19 a dozen. Pick up a loaf of Our Family white bread for $1.39. And Jack's original thin crust pizzas are 2 for $7. Gobble up the savings this November at the market at Beaver Dam, where great deals are something to be thankful for.
Are you ready to do some baking? Because it's We Energy's cookiebook time. This year's book is packed with dozens of cookie recipes to bake and share. We're sure you'll find a few new favorites. Pick up your copy of this holiday tradition from We Energy's at one of our drive-through distribution events. Go to weenergies.com to find an event near you. From all of us at We Energy's, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. We Energy's, energy you can depend on.
Doctors Jackie and Colby McIntyre of Marshview Veterinary Clinic in Randolph take pride in building a lifelong relationship with you and your pet.
At Marshview Veterinary Clinic, we enjoy seeing dogs and cats, and we enjoy seeing the way that they fit into your families. We enjoy seeing them as they age and develop, and we enjoy helping you keep them healthy. Part of that involves working within your goals as a pet owner.
To make an appointment, call Marshview Veterinary Clinic in Randolph today or visit marshviewvetclinic.com.
So much to see. McKinstry's Home Furnishings. So much to save. McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Is your dining room set ready for the holidays or even just Friday night dinner? At McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, we believe every meal deserves a beautiful setting. From classic wood to modern designs, find the table that fits your style and your guest list. Whether you're gathering for a family feast or hosting game night with friends, our tables are built to bring people together. McKinstry's is having a dining room and kitchen set sale until Thanksgiving. You will find apartment-sized drop-leaf tables or large rectangular tables with leaves. High dining sets are also available. We offer wood or laminate top dining sets. Choose from a variety of styles. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where memories are made, one meal at a time.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after. An in-depth recap of every Bucks game. In 6 minutes. No more, no less. Bucks in six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in six provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Miles Turner. And catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now on Bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. It's also brought to you by Professional Floor Covering, and Randy and his team at Professional Floor Covering are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings, but it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And I love to talk about the counters here because you walk into a kitchen or a bathroom, it's one of the first things you see. So that material, color, and pattern of a countertop, they're all going to play a major role in how a kitchen or bath remodel will turn out. And they offer a wide selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. And they're here to help you find the perfect one that fits both your lifestyle and your design. Professional Floor Covering is in Abbey Design Center. And you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. We're talking orchestra today, and I'm fired up about it. We've had back-to-back weeks with a lot of performances in the area, and this one's coming up in just a couple weeks. And talking with the Beaver Dam Area Orchestra today is David Sineter and Aaron Ebersol, and I'm so excited to get going. First of all, this is less than, what, it's 15 days away right now.
Yeah. It is.
How are we feeling? About 2 weeks out?
We're fired up about Orchestra too. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Good. Well, see, I always joke around because we were talking about old souls in the commercial break. I love to listen to classical music because I'm so like high strung and I'm like wired that I almost like use it to like chill me out. So like this is right up my alley. And one of the things that got me so excited about it is that this is free to attend. People are going to be able to show up and see this great performance in 15 days free over there at the Beaver Dam High School Auditorium. Before we dive into actual music and what's going to be there, I'd love to dive into the background of this group, a little bit of background on yourselves. Can we start with you? When did we get involved with orchestra? Has this been something you've done your whole life?
I got involved, let's see, my wife and I moved back to town. We were both from Beaver Dam, so we moved back to town in 2001, went to school at Beaver Dam High School. So I knew Rich Zeman, who was the director at that time, and he called me up and said, we need another drummer in the percussion section. And so I got involved right away when we moved back. So I was very fortunate for that. Just a wonderful experience because you get to meet so many people when you're part of that and you're all part of a similar mission, I guess. And, you know, like we were talking just before we started, we've got 2 months that we have to put together a concert, Monday night rehearsals. Christmas is even shorter, just a couple of times. And in that time, it's like that shared group mission and, you know, hey, we're doing this. So, I mean, it's been exciting for me. I've been a part of that for quite a while.
I'm going to be jumping back to that, too, because 2.5 months is not a lot of time.
It isn't.
I imagine it's one of those where you start and you're like, all right, we're going to be able to get all this done. And then you blink and you're like, we're 2 weeks out. So this is really a fun time, but it's probably a fun, stressful time at the same point. But Aaron, for you, where did your orchestra journey begin?
I went to Beaver Dam High School as well, and I also had Rich Zeman as a teacher, and he was the music director for the orchestra before me. And when I was a senior in high school, I had the opportunity to play in the group, and which was a wonderful experience. I went to college, and then when I came back, I actually was teaching in Beaver Dam and had the opportunity to rejoin the orchestra to play. And so I played off and on for a number of years, and then when Rich retired, I was fortunate enough to be able to step into his role as music director, and I am now finishing my fourth full year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and it's been amazing. You know, one of the things that I really love about the group is the variety of ages that we have of musicians and the variety of experience. So getting to enjoy the orchestra as a high school student, for me, it was eye-opening. It was wonderful to, you know, sort of develop these, you know, small, like, mentor relationships with older community members in the group. And then continuing on as an adult, and you just develop relationships. And it's so nice to see people every single week. You know, you get to touch base on what's going on in their lives, what's going on in your life, but then you also get to sort of like set aside all of the things, and play some music together. And I see that, so often on Monday night rehearsals, you know, people walk in and they're like, oh, it has been a day, you know,
that's usually me.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny cause it's like, it's all over the place, right? It's like some people it's 1 week and some people it's another week. And then they come in and it's like, get your instruments out. And then we just come together to music and you can just see people walk out and it's
therapy almost.
Most of the time, everybody's like a little bit happier, a little bit taller, a little bit like, okay, you know, we put some energy into a group effort, and it's just a really wonderful place to be. And then the concerts, it's so nice to be able to perform, and you know, you do this work, you work together, and then you get applause, which is pretty great. but then for the community to come together in kind of the same way, right? You get to walk in the door, you get to sort of set aside all the things that are going on, and just listen. And, you know, and hear the music and see the music and feel the music and just experience that together.
We had a student musician a couple of years ago that received the orchestra scholarship when they're a graduating senior. And part of his article that he wrote for us was that when he was a youth growing up, he'd come and see a concert and be like, whoa, that would be so cool to play in a professional group with professional musicians like the Beaver Dam Area Orchestra someday, but I don't think I could ever do that. And then, of course, as he grew and became a musician, he try it out and got in and had his eyes opened a bit with like the complexity of the music and playing together with adults and all of that. But, you know, just for a youth to be inspired like that, I thought that was really cool when he was talking about that. So, yeah, definitely this concert, youth are welcome. Families are welcome. We really like to inspire kids to pick up an instrument. Play violin or like, whoa, listen to that trumpet solo that we have like coming up in this concert and things like that. So, yeah, everyone's welcome.
Well, I imagine if the members are as excited about talking about music and what you do as you two are, it's got to be such a tight-knit group over there too. Even if it's 2.5 months, I imagine you get to be very close with everybody with all these rehearsals and preparation.
Yeah, the group started in 1954, so it's been going strong for well over 70 years now. So, I mean, that's not going to happen if it's not a fun shared experience. Nice. And a lot of the musicians, some of them, like we've had them stand up, you know, have you been here 5 years, 10 years? You know, there's people that have been playing in the group for like 40 years.
So it's like when you're at a wedding and you're like, how long has everybody been married here?
Yeah.
And it's the slow trickle down.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's great to hear that there is that much experience, but that influx, too, of young people that are excited to be a part of this group. And I imagine it, the full circle feeling of being able to play at the Beaver Dam High School has to be especially cool for people like you that have been a part of this community for such a long time. And it sounds like your journey started right there in that building. So it's really cool to be able to perform there. But I would love to talk a little bit about what people can expect from this. Because you hear orchestra, that's a wide range. It could be anything from the classics that you hear. Some people do a lot more of like the modern day stuff as well. What can people expect from what you guys will be playing here in a couple weeks?
Well, I know Erin always picks a wide variety of music. We like to say she always picks something for everyone. So even if you don't want, because there's such a broad range of music that you can pick of what's considered classical music, from Mozart from the 1700s to your favorite movie soundtrack, or maybe orchestral music that you don't even think about. So if we're talking about movies, you're not usually thinking about like, oh, listen to that nice violin going on underneath the action. But you know, if I always say, if you watch Star Wars without the Imperial March when Darth Vader walks in, totally different movie.
Yeah, so, I mean, you take the music out of Star Wars, it's just a couple guys in space bouncing around.
Right. Yeah,
you need to have the music. It sets the scene. Yeah, it's fantastic. Right.
Exactly, and actually, we're playing a song like that in this concert. It's actually, you know, when you're young growing up, you don't maybe necessarily appreciate orchestral music as one of the first types of music that you like to listen to. But the music from Romeo and Juliet is like the first orchestral piece that I remember where it's like, whoa, that is really cool. And you can kind of imagine, you know, the Montagues and the Capulets walking through town with their nose stuck up in the air looking down at all the other people, and they think they're so good, and you know, oh, that other family that we hate so much, and they just don't realize what's coming up in the next few days that's going to rock their world with the relationship between Romeo and Juliet. I mean, it's such a compelling story that it, you know, is still so popular today. So that is one of the first orchestral pieces that I remember thinking, like, that is real. That's orchestra music? Wow.
It paints a scene. Music does.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can listen to the song and you can kind of imagine in your head what's going on. So I just love that sort of music.
And that's why I like classical and orchestra or music. It's like some of my favorite in the world, because it allows the human imagination and creativity. You almost paint the scene for you.
Yes.
And you get to just come out and sit back and relax. But it's not even just that. One of my favorite movies has music that is going to be in this performance as well. I want to throw it over to you, because it sounds like I'm not the only one that likes the movie in this group here.
Yeah, I love Apollo 13. It's a great movie. And the music is absolutely terrific. It adds so much, like David was saying. Like, this movie just would not be what it is without the music. And one of the neat things about this particular arrangement that we have of the music is that it has a trumpet feature, a trumpet solo. And so you'll get to hear some beautiful playing by David Hoffmaster, our lead trumpet. It's a great movie, and it happens to be, I don't know, I hope people are familiar with the movie, but it's about a group of astronauts that went up, and their mission was to land on the moon, and the commander of the mission was Jim Lovell, who is from Wisconsin, and so he has those ties, and and something went wrong on the launch. And they got up into space, but they were unable to land on the moon. And so then the mission simply became survival. It became come back to Earth, you know. And so those three astronauts really turned into engineers and problem solving and made their way back to Earth. And well, now I just gave the movie away. Sorry, folks.
If they have had it spoiled after 30 years of having a chance to watch, yeah. It's on them at some point.
Yeah. So, but but the soundtrack to it is just, it adds so much to it. And so it's a great opportunity to get to play this fantastic music.
How do you go about actually choosing from one concert to the next what is going to be played? I imagine that's not an easy process for you.
You know, it's a little bit of looking through new music. So like the music for Apollo 13 is, obviously the movie is not new, but this arrangement is newer. The first song that we're playing on the concert is called Opening Night, and it's one of the newer pieces. And it's so, so nice. It's really energetic, really full of life. It's a tribute to a student for a high school, not ours, but who passed away. But they did not want this to be a sad memorial piece. They wanted it to be as exuberant as he was.
And celebration.
So, exactly. And so the piece is really about like the opening night of a show and the anticipation and, you know, all those feelings of excitement that the performers have. And you really can hear that through this piece. So anyways, those are some newer ones. But then also I hear music and I think, that might work for the orchestra. And so the Prokofiev Symphony number 1 that we're playing, I happened to hear that on the radio, and I was really taken by a couple of the movements for it. And so I got it and sort of built the program around that. So then we added in the Romeo and Juliet piece that is very familiar. I think if there's one classical piece on this program that people know, it will be this one. It's pretty familiar. Strong, low brass. Strong brass throughout. There's also some really great, beautiful flute solo in the middle. People will know that one. And then there's another Prokofiev on there as well. So if you like Sergei Prokofiev, you will enjoy a treat on this concert. And then it's kind of fun to sandwich this program with the Marvin Hamlisch arrangement. So Marvin Hamlisch, you talk about exuberance and excitement and enthusiasm. He had all of those things. And the arrangement has a lot of pep to it as well.
Well, David, for you, it's got to be almost like Christmas morning when you find out, all right, we're going to find out what the music that's going to be on this next show.
Yeah.
What is it like when you finally get to go through and rifle? What are we playing? It's got to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you open up the folder and it's wow. You know, some of the music, you know, like Apollo 13, like I was very familiar with the movie, Romeo and Juliet, very familiar. But then there's also hidden gems that you maybe just don't know the music that Aaron has listened to and picked something new for the group. So it's like, I don't know, are we going to like this? How is this going to be like? And then once you get into it, it's like, she knows what she's picking. But it's really cool to get to know new music and not just rehash the same songs over and over. So we have a very similar format, I guess, every season. We have our three concerts. We've got one in spring, our big Christmas one that's probably the most attended, and then fall. I kind of said that backwards, didn't I? Fall is first,
that's
winter,
okay.
And spring. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
We're okay. Working our way back to the 2
yeah.
weeks
yes,
from now.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I know how my mind operates.
I no was one with else. You. Okay. I like to go in. You can hear I'm kind of scatterbrained, so this worked out really well. But we are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we got to continue to highlight what's going to be coming up here in just over 2 weeks, Saturday, November 22nd, over at the Beaver Dam High School Auditorium at 7 p.m., and it is free to go.
It is.
So if you want to have something fun to do, whether it be date night, take the kids out, any kind of just, hey, your solo night, I need to get away for a minute, this is the great, great opportunity for you to do so. But we'll continue to talk more here on the other side of the break on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Airline travelers preparing for hundreds of flight cancellations today under that FAA order to the airlines to cut their flights amid the government shutdown. It's happening at the 40 largest airports across the country amid air traffic control staffing shortages. ABC's Whit Johnson is at LaGuardia in New York.
The airlines say for passengers who are going to experience a canceled flight, they hope to be able to notify them a day in advance and then rebook them on another flight. For passengers who do not want to be rebooked, they are entitled to a full cash refund.
In Washington, Senate Republicans are trying to end the government shutdown by preparing a bipartisan package of spending bills they hope will win new Democratic votes. Extending subsidies for health insurance payments, not a part of the deal. The White House appealing a federal judge's ruling that SNAP benefits must be paid in full through November amid the shutdown. This is ABC News.
Breaking news. You need a new mattress. For all kinds of breaking news, stick with your trusted source, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. 700,000 people on food share in Wisconsin should have their full November benefits this morning. Yesterday, a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to release federal SNAP payments. Governor Evers says his administration has moved to pay those November benefits to food share members. A teenager from De Pere faces charges after leading law enforcement on a wild series of dangerous high-speed chases through Winnebago, Fond du Lac, and Dodge counties yesterday. The 19-year-old woman was finally arrested in Reeseville. She faces a long list of charges that's expected to grow. A committee of state lawmakers is ordering an audit of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. A newspaper probe concludes the agency swept dozens of teacher misconduct investigations under the rug. Lawmakers accuse DPI of lax enforcement. DPI says it doesn't have enough money for more robust investigations. Columbus homeowners will pay about $100 more in property taxes on a $300,000 home. Alders passed next year's city budget Tuesday. The $15 million package will pay for road repairs, park upgrades, and more police department staff. A new public safety building is also in the works. And a retired Dodge County Sheriff's Office canine officer has died. Tech served nearly 6 years. He searched for drugs and helped make arrests. The sheriff's office says Tech was a favorite at school appearances and community events. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the WIAA football playoffs continue tonight. Three teams in the area still alive. In 11-player Division IV, Columbus hosts Mosinee. You can watch that game on Daily Dodge TV. Coverage begins at 6:45. In D5, Mayville hosts Amherst tonight, also in a sectional final. While in 8-player football, Oakfield faces Gilman at Wapaka for a trip to next week's 8-player state championship game on the line. Luke Fickell's going to be back in 2026. Athletic Director Chris McIntosh made that statement yesterday. As the Badgers get ready for Washington tomorrow, that's a 3:30 kickoff on 95.3 WBEV. Packers waiting until Monday night to take on the Super Bowl champion Eagles. You'll hear that one at Lambeau on 95.3. Thursday night football, Denver edges the Raiders 10-7. Bucks host the Bulls tonight. Coverage begins at 6:30 on 95.3. Badger men's basketball team takes on Northern Illinois. That game shifts over to 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam at 7 o'clock. Ricky Weeks leaving the bench for the Brewers, heading upstairs as he's going to be named the special assistant to baseball operations and domestic and international scouting. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3. WBEV.
Check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of every month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about walk-in mammograms and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health/mammograms.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Find all the latest local news on DailyDodge.com, presented by Saputo.
Slight chance of rain? Today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 55. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies? Tonight, slight chance for rain. Lows dip down to about 29. Chance for rain becoming mixed precipitation? Tomorrow, 41. Cloudy skies. A dusting of snow? Tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV. Powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 47 degrees.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Monica Magali, and I can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture. This will help you work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Give me a call at 920-392-5181 or stop in at 203 Corporate Drive, Suite 300 in Beaver Dam to discuss your future. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from one year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Attention Dodge County area nonprofits. Do you support children and families in need? Then now's the time to apply for the 2026 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon. For over 25 years, the Radiothon has raised millions of dollars to help local organizations like yours make a real difference. Deadline is January 31st. Apply today on the Radiothon page at DailyDodge.com and be part of something powerful for our kids and community.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. You heard us talking to Sandy from McKinstry's earlier and talking about the holidays coming up. Is your dining room ready to go for the holidays? Heck, is it ready for Friday night dinner? Well, at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, they believe every meal deserves a beautiful setting. From classic wood to modern designs and everything in between, you'll find the table that fits your style at McKinstry's. Whether you're gathering for a family feast or just hosting game night with friends, their tables are built to bring people together. And McKinstry's right now is having a dining room and kitchen set sale that's going on now through Thanksgiving. You'll find apartment-sized drop-leaf tables or large rectangular tables with leaves and everything in between. High dining sets are also available. They offer wood or laminate-top dining sets. You can choose from a variety of styles. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where memories are made one meal at a time. We sent it back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio and more with Wally.
Thank you very much, Kale. Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We're talking orchestra this morning, and we have the Beaver Dam Area Orchestra in ahead of their performance here in just 15 days. Saturday, November 22nd at 7 p.m. over at the Beaver Dam High School Auditorium. And I am joined by David Sineter and Aaron Ebersol to talk a little bit about that today. And I said free. That's something that it's so cool. And I can't imagine that happens in too many areas to have that ability to put on live and free performances for the community. We have to probably thank some people that make this possible. And I'll pass the buck over to you here then.
Sure. A ton of people we need to thank. First of all, at each of our concerts, we take a donation collection at the door after the show. So many of the people in the audience will donate to that. There are those that send in a check. Our P.O. Box is 431, or you can go to our webpage, bdorchestra.com. It tells you how you can support the orchestra. And then we also have some concert-specific sponsors. So for this one, we have GeoLoop, which was very nice that they came up and sponsored and helped us out. And then also the Ed and Shirley Buxton Memorial Fund. So I always enjoy that they're Ed and Shirley's kids came up with this fund, because Shirley played in the orchestra for decades. I'm yes. not sure when she started. It was well before I started. I think sometime after her 90th birthday, she finally decided that maybe she wanted to retire. But yeah, she was going strong for a long time, decades and decades.
Yeah, she played timpani in the orchestra for a long time. And then many of their kids played in the orchestra. Kevin still does. He's a percussionist. And then some of Shirley's grandchildren play in the orchestra. So
for a while, there were three generations playing.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's really neat with the makeup of the orchestra.
Yeah.
Well, and it sounds like this is a great way, too, to a staple, not only in the community, but with this group. You get to keep that memory going, too.
Yeah.
That's a really cool thing. And again, so people are going to be able to come out, whether it be with families, whether it be date night, whether it be just want to get away for a little while. This is a great opportunity to do that. And we talked a little bit about the music on the other side. I would love to talk a little bit about the preparation it takes to actually put on a show like this. Because 2.5 months, I can't imagine for you guys, is a long time. So what does it look like for you guys when you are putting together 10 performances or practices to get ready for November 22nd?
Well, I think that musicians come into rehearsal ready to play. And, everybody wants to be there. So that's a really nice part of it. It provides, I always hope as music director that I'm providing music that people are a little bit challenged by, not too much, and that they're playing something that's familiar to them, and then they're also playing some other songs that are brand new. And I perform on trombone, and I also played in the orchestra for a long time. And that was one of the things that I really enjoyed about it was playing new music, and liking it, and finding out, wow, I found some new pieces that I like. But then also coming back to familiar pieces. So we're playing a piece from Romeo and Juliet that is very familiar. A number of people in the orchestra have already played it before. I'm sure audience members will recognize it. If you hear classical music once in a while, this is one that comes up a lot. And people enjoy coming back to those familiar favorites, too.
Do you have one that you guys are particularly excited to perform or see performed and what the fans are going to be fired up for a certain one this go-around?
Like I said at the beginning of the show, I really like the Romeo and Juliet. But it's always interesting to see how the crowd is going to react to all of the pieces. I think there's always a piece in there that you get there, you open up your program, and you see, oh, yeah, that'll be a good song. But then there's this other song title that you don't know, and it just hits you. Or maybe you've never heard it live before, and it just sounds so, so different, fun.
I like all of these songs, because that's how it is when you're music director. You get to pick the music. But I have to say
you never pick one where you're like, I don't like
no,
this
like,
song.
No, like your favorite kids. Right? You're like, I'm not allowed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, more of like, if I don't like a song, we're just
not going to have it.
Do it. Yeah. And luckily I like all of the Christmas songs that we repeat too. So that's always nice. There's two pieces on this one. I'm particularly excited for, and it's actually the start of both of the halves. So the start of the first half it's called Opening Night, and it's a piece dedicated to a student who passed away. And so a high school commissioned it. But it's really lively, really full of excitement. And there's a clarinet solo and a viola solo, because those are instruments that he played. But also it's supposed to set up the sound and of an opening night for a show. So the excitement and the enthusiasm, and it plays out. It's really fun. And the other piece is actually a low brass quartet that we're starting the second half with. And it is kind of the opposite. It's very quiet. It's called Benediction. And a benediction is like a sending away prayer normally. And so it's sort of a, you know, just a, like a blessing over people. That's where the music comes from. It's a low brass quartet, which means that our three trombones and our tuba are going to be playing that piece. They're the only ones playing it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. They actually don't play in the major symphony that we're playing because Prokofiev excluded them since he based the symphony on a classical style at a time when trombones and tubas weren't included. So it kind of made sense to give them some music to play and to also bring them to the front so that the audience actually gets to hear trombone and tuba, you know, written for very specifically.
Yeah. You're telling a story with the music. That's one of the best things about going to a concert is being able to feel that evolve throughout. You have a lot of storytellers with this orchestra. You were telling me, was it 66 members that you have in the group right now?
Yeah, we'll have 63 on stage.
63 on stage.
Yes.
But in Beaver Dam, like that's a big number. So what is that like to be able to have so many talented people in a building and performing with each other throughout the year and for all these shows?
Yeah, it's not just Beaver Dam. I mean, it's the area orchestra. It really is. There are people coming from Madison, Fond du Lac.
Wow.
Quite a ways away, Hartford.
Yep.
Quite a drive to be in this orchestra. So I think Erin has a really tough job. I think she does really well at finding music, like she was saying, that fits the orchestra, that is challenging, but not so challenging that it's unplayable, but it sounds really great live. Not a lot of areas have that. Mm-hmm. And then, like you were saying before, we're one of the few areas where you don't have to pay a ticket fee to get in, where it's free. So that is a definite advantage as well. And some places you have to pay a fee if you want to join the orchestra and be a part of the orchestra. There's no fee to be a member either. So that's really cool.
Well, before we go, we still have a few minutes. We'll have to recap again with the Beaver Dam Area Orchestra's performance coming up in 15 days. But I'm excited. We have you in about a month as well because we have the Christmas show that's coming up in just over a month's time. So you don't really get to catch your breath at the end of this. It's immediately like, great job, everybody. All right, the Christmas show is in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I've already created posters and different things for Christmas, so already thinking about that before this concert even happens. So that's always weird for me to like start doing that. Like, oh, wait. But the way my mind works is like I have to start and finish one thing before I move on to the next thing. You know, I
can't, very much with you.
I can't multitask because I'm a guy. So trying to do the Christmas stuff, it's weird. But yeah. We got her.
When we start the concert on Saturday night on the 22nd, 48 hours later, we will be playing Christmas music at rehearsal.
Well, that's fantastic.
But it's great. It's fun.
Well, we're going to be having a lot of fun again with you here in about a month. But before we go, I got to remind everybody, Saturday, November 22nd, there's going to be a free show that you can go to over at the Beaver Dam area or Beaver Dam High School Auditorium at 7 p.m. I want to give the final word to you today. First of all, thank you so much for joining me. But what would you say for people that are on the fence for some reason that are like, this sounds fun, but I don't know if it's for me. What would you say to get them in the door for the first time?
You know, there's no charge. You know, there's no risk, nothing. You don't have to worry about like, hey, I just paid $50 and it wasn't really my thing. You know, just come out and check it out. I remember we used to bring our kids when they were like really little because it was important for us to get them to have that love of music that my wife and I both have. So I remember sometimes it'd be getting late. So we started at 7, you know, intermission would be 7:45, 7:50, something like that. And they'd be getting tired and they'd see everyone getting up and stuff and they'd be getting restless. So we'd be like, okay, well, it looks like the concert's over and we'd go home. You know, there's a whole second act yet. But there shouldn't be any reason for anyone to say like, no, I'm not going to come. It is a fun experience. You'll see the joy of the musicians on stage having fun playing music, and we hope that joy projects onto the audience.
I know it will. Well, thank you both so much for being here today. We got only about a month until you're back in front of me again.
That's right.
So try to catch your breath here a little bit. And can't wait to hear how this went and how the Christmas show is going. But we will be talking with you guys then. And for now, we're going to throw it to a quick break. And when we come back, Kayla and I have to let you know what's going on here in Dodge County tonight and coming up over the weekend. That is next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. If you've been avoiding activities you love, make a change. Contact Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Because life is better with the freedom to move.
At Gruber Law Offices, we've helped tens of thousands of families after a serious accident. Our priority has always been our clients. We're here for you whenever you may need us. One call, that's all.
You can do more than just admire the Daily Dodge TV studio online. You can sponsor it too. If you want to bring more attention to your business, contact us by leaving a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
Plug into powerful savings on rough electrical products at Menards. CiroWire is American-owned and a leading manufacturer of building wire for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save time with Menards' convenient pre-cut lengths of wire and cable in stock and ready to take home today. Hurry into Menards and save big on CiroWire products. Plus, you can visit Menards.com and check out all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's meet Larry, another satisfied client from Visiting Angels.
I was born in a small town, center part of the state called Newellsville. I went to school in Newellsville High School. Then I went to University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire for my degree. In the meantime, I was in the service for 3 years and finally moved down here to the Appleton area back in 1972.
Larry, how did your circumstances in life change recently?
I had an accident. I wound up with a broken back. I was in the hospital about a week, was in rehab for about a week, and then I came home and rehabbing at home.
Larry, how has Visiting Angels supported you during this time?
I've been confined pretty much to a bed rest. I need virtually all the support I can just to sustain my life, but they've been there to help me develop it. They were here when I needed them the most.
If you need help or know someone that does, visit visitingangels.com.
America's choice in home care.
Real of Meat.
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. The Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings at 95.3 WBEV.
Get the beat of the Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend.
Welcome to the Fantastic Voyage. Marcus Johnson, the captain of this vessel.
Tap into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production.
My first mate, Chris Johnson, the only father and son tandem.
Your weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks and conversations with the biggest names in basketball. This week on the pod, Marcus and Chris talk to NBA writer Zach Lowe. Find Hear District now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Huge thank you to David Sineter and Aaron Ebersole for coming in, talking a little bit about the show coming up here in a couple weeks. I keep saying it. It's the truth. I love classical music. I'm going to do my best to get out there for that. But we got to give a huge thank you to Kale, too, for always making us sound good up there. Kale, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. It's a beautiful morning out here.
It is,
and I'm taking it all in. Looking at the forecast for the next 48 hours, I am soaking it all in outside of our studio window here right now.
You're in my head, because I was just about to say, it is a beautiful morning.
It is.
I don't know if it will be tomorrow, so we better enjoy it today.
Yeah, just enjoy it today. But it's a good night. It's Friday, and I tell you, yesterday, last night, on my way out of the office, I ran into our buddy Mike Tronson as he's getting ready for some Friday night football tonight.
Yeah, he'll be boots on the ground calling the game with Tim Haldeman as the Columbus Cardinals are trying to punch their ticket to the state semifinal as they take on the Mosinee Indians tonight. You can watch that one on Daily Dodge TV at 6:40. I'm going to be out there on the scene. I'm going to have the stream in my AirPods while watching the game, so I get the best of both worlds.
That's the way to go right there. I love it.
Well, it's great, too, because I get to see like the big play happen 10 seconds before it hits the stream.
Yeah, you get to see it, and then you get to hear Mike's call of it, which who doesn't love to hear Mike's call of a play?
So, amen.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Kale, I know I'm almost cutting that short just because we also have – it's a bittersweet day.
It is here in the office, yes.
It's tough because we are going to be saying goodbye – to one of our very close friends and teammates here in Corey Sparks, who has done just a ton in his 2.5 years here with this station. I know that he's been a part of the Damn Sports Show with me as we launched a local sports show in the area. He stepped in so many times, whether it be on Hometown, whether it be the morning show. He does so many of these broadcasts, and it's just the tip of the iceberg of what he actually does to make this place so good day to day. So it's going to be a massive, massive loss, but we're so excited for him as he has a new opportunity over at our flagship over there, the news flagship, 620 WTMJ, and he'll be there for hopefully as long as he wants to be until he's calling games for my Pittsburgh Pirates.
Exactly. What a versatile guy that guy is. I mean, he has produced, he hosts. You know, you and I were just out at Newman Pools with this show a couple weeks ago. Corey was behind the camera, like, just crazy guy. It's been a blast getting to know him these last couple of years, and we wish him the best of luck. And I know I told him the other day, I said, Corey, I look forward to seeing you in May at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for all those awards you guys are going to win over there.
That's a great point. We're going to be able to catch up with him there. He won't be gone. He's still going to be back, helping us out on broadcast from time to time. So just wanted to give a proper shout out here because he does so much, and sometimes you don't see all the stuff behind the scenes he does.
Exactly. Well, and he's the type of guy that's going to, walk out without applause. So we got
That's why I'm like, we're going to give him the applause whether he likes it or not.
Exactly.
But that's going to do it for us here on Hometown Today. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday with another edition here. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you then with another one of Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.